here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We will be talking Rhino soccer at 7 o'clock with one of the new exciting players for the Rhinos. And, boy, every time he got the ball, the fans went to their feet because they knew something was going to happen. He is fast, maybe even faster than Doug Miller, and that's saying a lot. Cristiano Francois is going to be joining us at 7 o'clock to talk about the Rhinos home opener, the 2-2 draw against Red Bulls 2, and the Saturday's match against the Charlotte Independents, 6 p.m. or 6:05 kickoff at Capelli Sports Stadium. Dick Howard will have all the international news, and of course we'll also have Michael Lewis from Front Row Soccer talk about Major League Soccer and U.S. Soccer. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni because we're going to have a debate and discussion to start the show tonight, and fireworks might be flying, who knows.
Actually, Andrew, first of all, I want to thank all the people that are listening to our show, and I hope that they agree with what we're going to say, and I hope that In the future, they're going to take all the remarks that we may make in a good sense. Basically, what I want to say to start with, thank you very much for the good job that you're doing.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks to our sponsors, because without them, we won't be able to do the show. And above all, I want to pay a little homage to Diane at Dr. Olivo office, because
our
I was there today.
Sponsor.
I was there today, and they treated me as though I was a royalty. So thank you very much. Great job. And Dr. Olivo, thank you so much for all that you do for Soccer Kick in the Grass.
You are royalty. Come on.
But
you're,
anyway,
you're the king of the red card trainers.
I just think that based upon the game on Saturday, and I would expect that the fans would have been much more fans there. I know it was cold. I know that the weather was not really conducive, even though it was a beautiful night, ideal for soccer in Europe. They would fill the stadium. In other parts of the United States, they would fill the stadium also. And I think that some of the things that we're going to analyze today, or we're going to talk about it, will lead to a conclusion that soccer is here to stay. Only if we support. I saw the people that I sit with in the front over there. They were there enthusiastically. They brought cookies. They baked cookies. They bring over there. They pass it around to the people that sits all around us. And they are great fans. They're great fans. And even right below the press box, it was pretty full. The other side, where the sun was and they were staying warmer, was pretty nicely. And there were people in the upper deck, which they were probably colder over there because the wind was blowing. But in any event, the game was great. I mean, there was enthusiasm. There was, there were tackles. There were nice balls passed. There were goals scored. And what a finish. What a finish there was. A one for the history. I mean, I couldn't believe it, but there was a beautiful finish to a game that probably either team could have won easily. I mean, we had many, many chances. They had many chances too. They were equal in strength. They were equal and to add to it, the referee really didn't interfere too much with the result of the game. So that was a good thing.
Yeah, I know how much you love referees, Joe. So it was a 2-2 draw. The Rhinos got a late goal in the 94th minute. Actually, 93-58, we counted it out in the press box from Joe Farrell. And it was Farrell actually who earned the foul that set up the free kick from midfield that Canardo Forbes served. And Farrell got his head on it to get the point for the Rhinos. Rhinos still undefeated against Red Bulls, too, and Bob Lilly's still undefeated in home openers for the Rhinos. But like you mentioned, the crowd was 3,500 people. Could have been more. Maybe one of the other reasons why, who knows. But as we know, there's been a lot of talk over the last few days, and it's even gotten national press. It was in Soccer America today. I got my little email I get every day from them, and right in that email it talked about the Rhinos and David Dworkin and Wendy Dworkin talking to Jeff DeVeronica about the fact that the business model is unsustainable for the Rhinos as it stands currently. They lost $1.7 million last year. So that led to a lot of discussion in the newspaper, in the stands, and on the radio about what can the Rhinos do to bring back the magic, bring back the fans, etc. So Jeff DeVeronica put in 10 ideas, and we can talk about those real quick, but I want to add a few things to it. So number one, insanely good ticket deals. Now, that's good in practice, but one thing that was mentioned I don't agree with, because you made a comparison to the Red Wings. You can't compare to the Red Wings because the Red Wings play 76 home games and they can charge $8 a ticket. The Rhinos play 16 home games. You can't charge $8 a ticket. You'll be losing more money. So
totally agree with you.
So you might be able to do things for the kids, which they're doing with the $45 season ticket, plus you get a jersey as well. Number two, bring back the dancers. Absolutely, positively, 100%, no. This is not the 1970s. We don't need the Lancer dancers or the Cosmos girls or any of that. You don't need cheerleaders in soccer. Those days have passed. It served no purpose whatsoever. I know, Joe, you might disagree because you like to look at the pretty girls.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that will bring it will bring the parents and the relative of the dancer, that they will come to watch them dance. That's the only thing that I can see. And besides that, I think they motivate the crowd.
No, they don't. This probably can be motivated in other ways for soccer. Number three, grassroots marketing, absolutely yes, 100%. Social media, in-person appearances, absolutely for sure. Number positive. Send feedback on everything. Get information from the fans. That's absolutely another positive. But you also want to get feedback from the people who have stopped coming to games. Those are people you're trying to bring back. Those are previous customers, are an important group of people you want to try to woo to come back because they've already shown interest in the product. So it's not just the people that are going to games, it's people who don't go to games. And we're going to try to address that in a short amount of time and on our show as well. Sell everything. That means do things like, say this corner kick is brought to you by some such and such. That's a league situation. If the league will allow it, as long as it doesn't interfere and you're playing crazy music, I don't have a problem with it. But again, it has to do with the league. Yeah. Will the league allow it?
And it's that's kind of confusing at the end. Even though it's a good idea, but I don't know how the league would approve of that.
More fun for kids? Sure, why not? You want to bring bounce houses, face painting? No problem with that. That's all things that are done at any sports stadium will do that. That's no problem at all. I agree with that.
Spruce up the stadium, I don't know what the heck you can do with the stadium.
Well, they fixed the sign above the ticket office. I noticed that when we went to the game on Saturday. There's other things that certainly could be fixed up at the stadium, but that's something the city should be paying for. It's their stadium.
One of the things that also is going to come up that we're going to talk about is to do something under the scoreboard there. You know, the music that they got right now, it's okay, but there should be,
sure.
But it should be something different. You know, a lot of people that like that kind of music, but You know, well, I don't think that it brings anybody there.
No matter what music you play, nobody. Some people aren't going to like it. If you play things from the Italian community, then other people won't like it. But it's to get atmosphere going before the game, and you're not going to have like European atmosphere before the game in Rochester. It's not going to happen, at least not now. Food and drink specials, of course. When you want to have food and drink specials, you just need to have something that works out from a business perspective. The party deck, that's something we talk about, and that's what they have in Toronto. Toronto's BMO Field is set up very similarly to Capelli Sports Stadium, which is bigger. But they have an open end and a closed end, and they have a deck where they do the beer. That's where people drink their beers.
Yeah, we did it at Frontier Field. There was a place over there that they sold beer, they need to do the same thing that they do at Frontier, you know, to provide a nice atmosphere where people can mingle instead of being dispersed from one place to the other.
Right. And then the last thing, get local clubs on board, the youth clubs. That is a definite issue. We know that for a fact, and there's a lot of reasons why. So I hope it can happen. That I think, is a very important thing to do, get the youth clubs back involved, yeah, and tied in with the Rhinos.
One of the things that I observed at the stadium, you know, they advertise a lot about, you know, the new food vendors, you know, and basically the location of the Spare Ribs place.
The dinosaur barbecue
was way on the other side.
Yeah, that was something, you know, that we thought it was going to be under the stadium.
That's the way we talked about it.
But it wasn't the case.
And they, you know, and even though they did well, there was a long line. I took a walk just to see. There was a long line. So they need something to do with the line. The vendors, they got it.
They need more people to take care of that. So here's a few things I want to bring up. And Joe, we talked about this after the game. I'll start with this, number one. And, you know, people may say I'm out of my mind and it can't happen. But you know what? This league now has Didier Drogba, Omar Bravo, Sean Wright Phillips, Joe Cole. This is the second division of the United States. And we've said this, Joe, many times. If you bring a player from Italy and sign a player from Italy, bring him in to play for the Rhinos, you're going to draw the Italian crowd. And this is a mostly Italian city. You bring somebody in from Italy, maybe a guy who played in Serie A. I don't know if it's possible to do that. But I think there should be an attempt to make that happen, because it's like a Donadoni when he played for the Metro Stars in 96. They were drawing 30,000 fans a game. More than half the people there were here to see Roberto Donadoni play, because he's a legend.
And the other thing that I may say is that the team has to develop a star. They're going to have, you know, they got the person that we're going to have tonight is a presentable guy. I think that he will be a star, much like, you know, we created a star before, just like La Matadieri. Okay, and then, of course, you got Mike Garcia. He's a presentable guy. He's a, you know.
And he makes a lot of appearances.
And he makes a lot of appearances. Those are the things that they need. They create a star. You got to make sure that, you know, people recognize them. That the people going to go to them and sign autographs, do all the crazy things that, you know, need to be done in order to appease the young kids. When the flesh were here, did you see all the young women line up, or just to get the autograph?
But
from
you got to remember also, we're a second division team. It's not going to be like it was in the '90s, where players are going to stay for 4, 5, 6 years. Players want to go to Major League Soccer, and they should, because that's a top level of soccer in Rochester or in the United States.
Yeah.
Apologize. So it's not going to be the same. We're not going to be able to have players playing for us for all these years.
But the problem is this, Andrew, that the stars are created from the bottom up. So if you know, the unfortunate thing is that, just like you said, we lost a couple great goal scorers that they went elsewhere.
And Dos Santos.
Yeah. And, you know, now we created new ones. But by the time they become known to the community, is going to be kind of, you know, is going to become a little late. What we need right now is to have the fans, the soccer people, those who believe in soccer, and those who want to keep soccer in Rochester, to show up at the stadium. $15 is not a big amount of ticket,
right?
You know, nobody can afford.
Let me throw a couple other things out there before we go to our break. Right now, as everybody knows, that the Rochester Americans and the Rochester Red Wings get money from the county every year. If they had to be independent, like, and they get all their player salaries paid by their parent clubs, the Minnesota Twins and the Buffalo Sabres, the Rhinos have to do all this on their own. They should be getting money from the county, especially that the city owns the stadium. There should be county money going to the Rhinos, especially if there's a chance that they're going to leave town. That's a given. And then let me, one other thing, and again, this is not a shot at Jeff DeVeronica. This is a shot at the people who run the Democrat and Chronicle. The Rochester Rhinos played their home opener on Saturday. You wouldn't have known it if you just looked at the front page of the sports section, because they had their full page article was the problems the Buffalo Bills have had in the NFL draft 50 years ago. That was their front page story. The Rhinos had a tiny little blur. It wasn't even a story by Jeff, which he did write, by the way, online. There was nothing. It was a second little tiny thing saying what happened with the Rhinos. Contrast that to the Red Wings, who had a full page story on the front page of the sports section for their home opener. It's an absolute disgrace. Today there was a thing about the Rattlers. The Rattlers are ready to strike, playing at Capelli Sports Stadium, which is great. But they were put forth in a positive note, a positive way. The Rhinos are put forth in a negative way, with all of the stories, all of the problems that the team has is being put forth as the main story, not go to the stadium, not to promote the matches, or not promote the matches, even report on the matches. And that's a problem with the Democrat and Chronicle. I don't know what the bias is with soccer. It's been there for years and years and years. We know that for a fact. And it needs. And we're going to lose the team if it continues like
this. If you don't believe this, if you know Charlie Shano, ask Charlie Shano, because he complained about the same thing that Andrew just said. There was Charlie Shano saying the same thing. But so
the Rhinos come back to tie that game 2-2 on an exciting 94th minute goal. No story. No story. If you just read the front page of the paper, you wouldn't even know the Rhinos were playing on Saturday night. That's inexcusable. Okay, at that point, we're going to talk more about this in the weeks to come for sure, and we're going to give you a chance to talk about it as well. But let's go to our first break. We're behind schedule, as you usually are. We're going to bring in Dick Howard and talk international soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. hosting the Charlotte Independents. It's college night, where all college students can purchase an $8 general admission ticket with a college ID. And the first 1,000 fans will receive a magnet calendar courtesy of John Betlem Heating and Cooling. Get your 2017 Rochester Rhinos season tickets, which include all 16 regular season home matches, Rhinos flex packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
An international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. Again, there's construction going on around the 390 area in Lyle Avenue. Yeah, so we might want to take the city route, come in from Mount Reed Boulevard, but you can call the office at 328-3382 if you're coming down to make an appointment for a clean. They'll give you the directions and the best way to go. They're dealing with it, too. And also the website is davidolivodmd.com, currently being updated for all the latest information about the practice. Dick, it was great seeing you on Saturday, and I hope you had a safe trip back.
It was great to see everybody off the field and on the field. What an exciting finish to the game, wasn't it? We talk, I'm sure, about Barcelona and the late goals, but what a tremendous equalizer for the Rhinos.
They was fantastic, wasn't it?
No, it was great. And seeing good friend Reinhold Spath there watching the game of the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. Great to see him and his wife. And all the attendants and people off the field, as well as those on the field. Of course, Bob Lilly not too happy, I don't think, at the end of the game. But it's early days in the season, and I'm sure that once the team gets settled, the better results will come.
We saw Don Lalka, too, by the way. Yeah. He was there.
Yeah, we saw Don Lalka. Don't forget Don Lalka, because he had a lot of good ideas that we're going to run by everybody pertaining to the reunion that we're going to have, or the celebration that we're going to have. And, but Dick, first of all, I would like to give your assessment on both teams. How did you see both teams, the caliber of play that we saw on the field?
Well, I think that the Rhinos are still wanting to find, you know, a settled lineup, and I'm sure Bob Lilly wasn't too happy with the goals that were conceded, especially given that they gave up 5 goals the previous week. So Bob Lilly teams are always well organized defensively. You see lots of zeros because they defend so well. And I think up front, in previous years, there's been players like DeSantos who really were very effective. And I think that's something that has to be addressed. As a game, it was a little bit scrappy at times. But as I say, it's early days in the season. And I'm sure that the Rhinos will start to put things together as the season progresses.
Absolutely.
How did you see the second goal? You know, the second goal that we suffered.
It was conceded by the Rhinos.
Yeah. The collision.
Yeah. Well, whenever you see collisions involving the goalkeeper, you wonder whether the goalkeeper's given an early enough call for the ball, because I use with my young goalkeepers when I'm coaching, EAR, be early, authoritative, and respected. So if you call for it, you don't get in the way of the goalkeeper. And I don't know whether there's a communication factor that entered into it, but it's certainly a goal that I'm sure that the goalkeeper would like to see called back again.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, we're going to defer to Mr. Sirianni today and talk about Italy first because we had a match today. Pescara 1, Roma 4, 4-1 if you don't speak Italian. Yeah, and yeah. Keeps Roma somewhat in the game, Joe, for the Scudetto, but Juve is in.
Doesn't need to worry. What is it? They've got, 75 points, Joe? Juve have got 83?
Yes. I think that the Juve's got it, but, you know, Roma is coming in. Roma and Napoli, they're vying for the Europa Cup.
One good thing, Andrew, and it's something from the English Premier League, that Newcastle United are back in the Premier League again after a 4-1 win over Preston North End today, which means another team with black and white stripes, Joe, playing at the top level, and certainly in northeast England, where there's a possibility of Middlesbrough and Sunderland going down to the Championship, it'd be great to see such a well-supported team. They have great support, the team they call the Magpies in the northeast of England, and Rafa Benitez has done an outstanding job with that team this season.
They certainly have. They're drawing 50,000 fans a game in the second division of English soccer.
They're very well-supported, passionate fans. Great tradition, and they deserve to be back on the top again, in the Premier League next year, along with the surprise one that you mentioned last week, Andrew, Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yes, they are. But U.S. Pescara, by the way, is going back to Serie B after loss today to Roma. But the one thing I got to mention, and this is unbelievable, you look at the Serie A table. Juventus at the top, home record, 17 wins, 17 games played at home, 17 wins. Yeah. You just cannot get many better than that. That's
33 games unbeaten at home in the league, Joe. Just incredible. It's just a fortress.
That music to my ears, believe me. You know, but you know, I just hope that they keep down with the Monaco. Tell me, Dick, you know, we talked a little bit about Saturday, about Monaco. What is your opinion of their team?
Well, yeah, Monaco, they've been the team in France. You know, people look to Paris Saint-Germain, the team that spends all the money, as being the team that's going to dominate in France. But Monaco have got a young team, some talented young players, scoring a lot of goals. And it's quite an interesting situation because they play in one of the smallest stadia, the Stade Louis, I think, the two in Monaco. But they get great support, and it's, I think, very profitable for players playing for Monaco because of the taxation situation in Monte Carlo.
Absolutely.
But they've got some great players, and it's going to be an interesting matchup against a team that has arguably one of the top defenses in European football.
And the first leg of the Champions League semifinal, Monaco will host Juve on Wednesday, May 3rd, and then the return leg will be at the Fortress the following week. So if Juve, I think Juve gets a draw, Joe, I think they're well on their way. The other matchup, boy, Real and Atletico Madrid drawn together in the semifinals. You can't ask for anything better than that. The first game will be next Tuesday, and it'll be at the Bernabeu, where Real Madrid was beaten on Sunday in the Clasico by Barcelona. I say beaten by Lionel Messi, let's say, beat Real Madrid because he outplayed Cristiano Ronaldo and scored his 500th goal. What a performance. And they say they got him angry.
Andrew and Joe, I'm sure, agree that this season we've heard more and more that Messi's on the decline, that he's not the Lionel Messi that we've known. You know, once he grew his beard, he wasn't the same Lionel Messi. But, the first of his two goals, marvellous mazy dribble, no chance for the keeper. And the second one, just a superbly flighted and placed ball into the corner of the net, again, unstoppable. But having said that, both goalkeepers, I thought, played very well in the game, 23 saves between them, and it showed the kind of game it was. But it also showed, guys, and it frustrates me at times, I see a player with the ability of Sergio Ramos. He gets in the red mist, and that reckless challenge on Messi gets in the red card. I think he's 22nd red card in his career. Yeah. And a factor in the result, I'm sure, at the end of the game. Because he's so frustrating. He can do so much as a defender, scores some great goals when he gets up into the attack on set plays. But what a reckless challenge. Jeez, there's only one decision that the referee could make. And Casemiro had dodged the bullet a little bit in the first half because he could have been sent off.
There was definitely a lot of tempers flaring in that game. So the two teams are tied at the top of La Liga, but Real does have a match in hand. So that may be the difference in how that turns out. But before we go, Dick, we got to mention what happened at Wembley. My boys came through 4-2 over Spurs. Spurs had more possession, more corners, more of the play, but Chelsea had more goals, and that's all that matters. And speaking of great goals, what about that goal from Nemanja Matic? 30-yard rocket into the corner off the underside of the crossbar for goal number 4. And they'll play Arsenal in the final coming up in about a month's time. And what a
and also congratulations under N'Golo Kanté, PFA, Professional Footballers Association Player of the Year, deservedly so, for his magnificent play in midfield, great signing from Leicester City, and well-deserved, you know, when you get that kind of situation. But you've got to look down the road, Everton-Chelsea on Sunday.
I knew you were going to say
Everton have quite
that.
A good home record. They have a player by the name of Lukaku, who is rumoured to be headed back to Chelsea next season. So looking down the road, there's some interesting games coming up.
This week, there's most countries are playing double matches this week. So there's a lot of soccer happening and in all over
Europe. Got to mention, Andrew, Manchester derby on Thursday, and it's great. Yaya Toure, so frustrated at the poor officiating in the FA Cup semi-final. He said, we should play without a referee. Then there'd be no cons.
I think Joe would agree with that. But I think
Thank you, Yaya Toure, for those words of wisdom.
Yeah. Well, the English Premiership should be decided this week because Tottenham Hotspur were 4 points behind Chelsea, have two huge matches in both London derbies. They have to go to Selhurst Park to play maybe the best team right now in England, Crystal Palace, who are just... Sam Allardyce, what a coaching job he's done. And then they have the North London Derby on Sunday. Spurs host Arsenal. So I think that the league could be decided this week. If Spurs do not get maximum points, they think it might be all over.
Yeah, I think you've got quietly confident, Andrew.
Yes.
Which game are you going to attend?
Joe's already, I think, got the champagne on ice ready for Juve. But
I'll tell you, next time I see you, we're going to celebrate Juventus win.
You have the Prosecco ready.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned, Dick's going to be in the U.K. coming up the next month or so, and we're going to have you on the show.
We'll be up to date on all that's happening both in the U.K. and beyond. And look forward to it, guys.
Very good, Dick, and it was a pleasure having you and sharing some time, quality time with you, and have a nice conversation. And I hope that we'll repeat that soon.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Have a safe trip over to the homeland, Dick. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks again, guys.
Bye-bye.
Now.
It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick practically every week on our show with the International Report, trips overseas notwithstanding. But next weekend, Dick will be – as a matter of fact, next week we're going to have a tape show because I'm also going to be traveling myself. Yeah. So we'll have a tape show next week.
I'm going with you.
No, you're not. you have no place to stay. Anyway, let's go
to
our –
we share room.
Let's go to our next break. We come back – actually, I have two beds in the room. Next break, we're taking that right now. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rhino's new forward, and it was really set the team on fire, and we had the fans on their feet on Saturday. Cristiano Francois will be joining us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
You say goodbye.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1 W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's!
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. hosting the Charlotte Independents. It's college night where all college students can purchase an $8 general admission ticket with a college ID. And the first 1,000 fans will receive a magnet calendar courtesy of John Betlem Heating and Cooling. Get your 2017 Rochester Rhinos season tickets, which include all 16 regular season home matches, Rhinos flex packs, and single matches. Tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. We're now joined by our special guest tonight. He is new forward for the Rochester Rhinos and wears number 6. And every time he got the ball on the right-hand side, everybody was glued to the field because they didn't know what might happen. He was making such great runs down the field and taking on defenders and beating them most of the time. We're joined by Cristiano Francois, and his appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Friday or Saturday night, the Rhinos take on the Charlotte Independents at 6:05. Get your tickets, season tickets, flex pass, individual tickets, group sales by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. Cristiano, thank you very much for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you guys for having me.
It's our pleasure. Boy, every time you got the ball, I was just waiting to see what was going to happen because you were passing those Red Bulls defenders like they were standing still. I don't know what they were thinking. They were probably wondering. They thought Michael Owen was coming down and playing against them. But tell us about how you developed your style of play, working on the right side and using your speed to take on defenders.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, you know. So since I was growing up back in Haiti, you know, so we have a lot of mountains there, you know. So every morning I used to go to the mountain and train, run like for like hours there with my friends. So it's something I have been doing for a very long time. So you know, so I'm just keeping working hard, you know. So this is what it is, man. So.
Cristiano Joe Sirianni, not only you're fast, but what I saw is that you have ball control, and not only, you know, and that's one of the key that when you take the defender on, you keep control of the ball because it seemed like it's glued to your foot. I mean, that's a skill that you have developed, and certainly it helps a lot. tell us a little bit about you prefer, you know, the ball on the ground, or certainly you or the ball in the air that you can rest to it.
Yeah, I think for this question, I think I love when having the ball on my feet. You know, I love having the ball on my feet because it makes the game more. It makes it easy for me to control and then to think about what the next thing I'm gonna do with the ball. You know, so but play the ball behind the defender is the same. You know what I mean? So it's better for me because when I get the ball behind the defenders, it's easy for me to get close to the goal, so you know what I mean. So is it both ways? I love them. I like them both, you know. That's for sure. I like when having the ball on my feet and then behind the defenders. That's what the coach here wants me to do. You know, he wants me to get the ball from behind the defender because I already know how to control the ball when I have the ball on my feet. But if I get the ball behind the defender because of my speed, so it's easy for me to beat the defender and make the cross.
What I noticed in your play that not only you bring the ball to the edge of the flag over there, but there's a lot of the time you bring the ball right to the penalty area, and you have the control, you know, to give a good pass for scoring. There were a lot of chances that the Rhinos had to score goals, but unfortunately, you know, the shot went away or something happened. But I noticed that your technical ability there.
Yeah, that's something we work most likely in training because the coaches here, they want us to get the ball in the box, and then finishing is something. We had so many chances, defense could see that because we had so many chances. We could have scored more goals in doing the game, but you know, it is what it is. But I know, for sure next games we're gonna try to score more goals. And then we have been training a lot about you know, in front of the goal, how to finish and then how to we have been doing so many good work this Monday, and then we're gonna keep doing the same thing during the week and then get ready for next Saturday.
We're with Cristiano Francois of the Rochester Rhinos. Rhinos again play this Saturday night against the Charlotte Independents at 6:05 kickoff at Capelli Sports Stadium. 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Cristiano, I want to ask you, what happened after the game? What did Coach tell you about the performance of the team after the tie against the Red Bulls?
You know, so Coach... Coach here, you know, Coach Bob is he's a guy who wants to win. He's a guy who loves to win, you know. So, especially he was our home opener, you know what I mean. So, I don't think he was satisfied with the draw, you know. So, he expected a win, but, you know, we drew the game last minute. So, I don't think that, even for me, it wasn't a good result. And then, yeah, for sure, Coach Bob wasn't happy about the result. He wanted us to keep fighting and keep the same motivation, and then that we can go Saturday and prove that we need to get those 3 points, especially when we play at home. So I think he wasn't happy about the result. He wasn't happy at all.
Yeah, we saw that as he was talking to you guys on the field. But yeah. I want to ask you, since your background is you're from Haiti. So tell us about your background and why you came to the United States from Haiti.
Yeah, 2010 I came to the U.S. St. Benedict's Prep is a high school in Newark, New Jersey. It's one of the top. It's really good in soccer. So they were the one who brought me to the U.S. to play and, you know, get graduated and then get a good finish my school. So, and then after that, after from St. Benedict's, I spent 2 years over there after St. Benedict's, and I went to University of Maryland. From Maryland, I left my sophomore year from Maryland and then signed with DC United and then spent 1 year with DC United. I used to play for Richmond Kickers after DC United loaned me to Richmond Kickers. So, and then after 1 year in Richmond Kickers, I went to, I was in Portugal. So after Portugal, I spent 2 years in Portugal. Now I'm just, you know, now I'm with the Rhinos. So that was my journey, you know. So now I'm here with you guys.
And it seems like you're a very young guy, but on the field you look very young.
Oh, thank you.
I know, a lot of experience, definitely. But Christian, one last question I wanted to ask you. Who was your idol growing up in soccer? Who was the person that you wanted to be when you were a young player?
Please say Pelé.
No, Pelé. I wanted to be like Carlos Tevez. He's the Argentinian player, Carlos Tevez. I don't know if you guys know about him.
Oh, sure. Of course we do.
Yeah, he was my idol. He was like the guy who always hungry to get the ball, who always like fighting like to score goals and help his team win. So this guy was my like the one who like was the person who I used to look up to, you know. So he's a player who's always like fighting and then wants to win, you know. That's the type of player I really like. So that's why I choose, like, Carlos Tevez is a guy I was look up to when I was growing up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe's happy because he used to play for Juventus, which is Joe's favorite team. So.
Yeah, he used to play for Juventus, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Christian, we really appreciate you coming on the show. We're looking forward to seeing you on the field with the rest of the Rhinos on Saturday against the Charlotte Independents. Should be a great matchup. Charlotte always plays the Rhinos tough, so it'll be an exciting match. And we encourage all the fans to come out and see Cristiano. If you haven't seen Cristiano play yet, think of Doug Miller. He's a similar type player and loves to score goals and beat defenders and take them on. So it's very exciting to watch. So 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Cristiano, thanks so much. We'll see you Saturday.
Guys, thank you for having me. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. See you guys Saturday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Cristiano.
Cristiano Francois from the Rochester Rhinos wears number 6. And, again, if you've not seen him play yet, you're in for a treat. He's an exciting, exciting player. And I'm sure the kids are going to love watching him because he likes to take people on and blow by them with that great speed he has. When we come back, we're joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We can leave your fans behind, 'cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack foreman in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back at Capelli Sports Stadium this Saturday at 6:05 p.m. hosting the Charlotte Independents. It's college night, where all college students can purchase an $8 general admission ticket with a college ID. And the first 1,000 fans will receive a magnet calendar courtesy of John Betlem Heating and Cooling. Get your 2017 Rochester Rhinos season tickets, which include all 16 regular season home matches, Rhinos flex packs, and single match tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report is brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, the summer sports season's right around the corner. Get all your gear monogrammed, embroidered, your towels, your bags, etc. Top Notch Monogramming, of course, they also have a great selection of soccer-related shirts, reggae, and all sorts of things there. And Tony and Michelle will always take great care of you. They are top-notch. Michael, thanks for being with us. How's things going down in New York?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. We missed you on Saturday. We could have had the whole crew up here because we had Dick, of course.
It would have been nice.
It would have been nice. But maybe when we have the reunion we're planning later this year for the Lancers' 50th anniversary, we can get the whole crew together.
Yeah, sometimes my weekends could be a bit taken up by one of the three teams down here. Saturday night I was at the Cosmos game. I missed the their home opener this year, so I figured I'd go this week or this past weekend. Yeah, I had to give up the Red Bulls game. Saw some highlights, read enough game reports, so I understand what happened. Definitely.
Yeah. You have to clone yourself.
Yeah, I wish they'd find a way. I've been waiting all these years. I think a lot of us would love to do that, wouldn't we?
Well, tell us about what that was like playing out at Coney Island in the baseball stadium. It was a 1-1 tie with Jacksonville Armada, who are at the top of the North American Soccer League right now.
Yeah, it was, an evenly played match. I'd say that Cosmos had the upper hand in the first half, and Jacksonville managed to secure a goal to walk out with a valuable road point. I would say the Cosmos at this moment are still getting prepared for the season because of their late start due to the fact that they literally came back from the dead and just signing players in January and February and still trying to get together a team on the same page. A tie against Jacksonville at home this time of the season, it certainly is not the end of the world. My gut feeling is this was last year, and I try not to live in the past, but if this was last year, the Cosmos would have found a way to win because they would have had a team that was probably better fitness and probably more comfortable with each other. I think they're improving every week, but it remains to be seen how good they could be, whether or not they get to the playoffs and defend their title.
And the goal for Jacksonville, by the way, was scored by former Rhino MVP J.C. Banks in the 67th minute. And then attendance, 3,605, right about the same level as the Rhinos home opener. So, of course, the stadium a little smaller, but still.
It was, I think, disappointing. They had the 6,000 plus for the home opener 3 weeks ago, which you expect a near sellout stadium. The stadium holds between seven, that's NCU Park in Coney Island, right off the water, holds about 7,000, 7,500. It can get cold there on an April or May night if the wind is blowing the wrong way, i.e. from the south. And I think you have to say the attendance was disappointing. I know the history of home openers of teams that I have covered, and that goes all the way back to the Rochester Lancers and Flash and through the Metro Stars, Red Bulls, Cosmos, Long Island Rough Riders, and NYCFC. Usually that first game, you get a nice crowd. The second game, there is a fall off. It will be interesting to see if the Cosmos, who are now pushing more with advertising, marketing the team, what sort of a bump they will get from that. Let's face it, there's nothing like winning to bring people into the soccer stadium. So it'll be intriguing to see what happens in their next two or three games at home. Yep.
Absolutely.
How many people they drew, Mike? The Cosmo.
3605, if my memory is correct. Best thing about the before the game, though, me and my friend Peter Schwartz went over, walked over to Nathan's and had a hot dog. Each had a hot dog. So you couldn't do that at Hofstra University, and there was a lot more places you could go to before and after the match on Coney Island. And I know during the summer that place is going to be swinging big time.
Yep, that may be where they draw all the fans. Of course, there's a big break between the spring and fall seasons in the NASL, so they're losing some of that, but they'll pick it up. But the other match that happened in the city was Orlando. Boy, they're top of the table right now in the East, and I don't think anyone would have expected. I mean, their home stadium is a fortress, and they came on the road, and Kyle Larin loves playing against NYCFC. He's just destroys them for some reason. He's got, I think, 9 or 10 goals in 7 matches. It's amazing.
Nine goals in seven matches. Yep. A few of them there at Yankee Stadium. I wrote in my Newsday story today, Kyle Larin's got NYCFC's number. He wears number 9, and he scores as many goals against them. Some players just have a knack of doing well against certain teams. I remember back in the day, Clint Mathis owned the old Dallas Burn, now FC Dallas. He could step on the field and he would get a goal just by stepping on the field. Yes, I'm exaggerating it. But saying that, Kyle Larin worked hard for his goals, found the spaces. He's talented. It's something about one touch, putting it away very quickly. He's got, the smarts and the speed to definitely be a successful striker. Just to put things into perspective, Kyle Larin also kind of likes both New York-based MLS sides. He's got 4 goals, only 4 goals in 6 games against the Red Bulls, which still is a pretty good strike rate. So when you add up the goals and matches, he's got 13 goals in 13 games against the Red Bulls and NYCFC. So I think both teams would love to see him get transferred to a team in Europe as soon as possible, because he has made life miserable for them and their goalkeepers.
Yeah, I would assume they might even try to buy him themselves, potentially. They have enough money, that's for sure. But one of the things I want to ask you about that Red Bull, the Orlando City NYCFC match, there was a lot of complaints about the colors of the jerseys were so similar that people couldn't tell the players from one team from the other. Orlando wore a light gray jersey, and NYCFC was in white. How did it look from your perspective?
I know that there were complaints, and this is going to be coming from someone who is sight impaired, i.e. I wear glasses. I didn't have that much trouble, and I was sitting all far away in the press box, but I know, maybe it was on television that people had problems with there. And again, personally, I didn't have problems. The problems I have with sight lines at Yankee Stadium is that it's a, soccer game being played at Yankee Stadium, and I'm too far away. But I did not have any problems with that. So perhaps it came off worse on TV, but not for this sports writer there. Which is incredible, because usually I'm trying to figure out who took that shot, who cleared the ball off the line, that sort of thing. But did not have problems distinguishing the teams yesterday, incredible as that might sound.
Well, I know you do a great job, Michael, so I'm not surprised. NYCFC has to go to Columbus. Red Bulls just went there and won, so we'll see what happens there. And then the Red Bulls are hosting Chicago, both those games on Saturday night. So, Michael, next week we're going to have a tape show, so we'll be talking to you again in a couple of weeks and get all the latest news from the world of soccer in the United States.
I am looking forward to being on in 2 weeks, and enjoy your time off, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Okay, enjoy the matches.
Have a great time in New York.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael and the U.S. Soccer Report. But focusing on New York, because that's the game matches Michael goes to see. But, of course, he covers all of Major League Soccer, NASL, U.S. Soccer as well. So we also want to, by the way, congratulate the North Carolina Courage, the former Western New York Flash. They won again on the weekend. by a score of 1-0 over Portland Thorns. So,
boy, do we miss them.
Yeah, we sure do. And they're going to be receiving their championship rings at their next home game, and that's another very sad point. But anyway, next week, by the way, again, we mentioned we're going to have a taped show because many of us are going to be traveling. So we'll be doing something very special. Check soccerisakickinthegrass.com or go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/radiosoccer or twitter.com/radiosoccer for all the information on what we're going to broadcast. And we want to thank our guests, Cristiano Francois from the Rochester Rhinos, and of course Blaise Bourgeois, who helped us obtain Cristiano, and all the Rhinos staff for all they do. The Rhinos are at Charlotte on Saturday, or host Charlotte on Saturday, 6:05 p.m. at Capelli Sports Stadium, 454 Kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Joe, you're going to have a Monday off. How about that? You got to go to the sport club anyway.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Well, this has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday for a very special presentation of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.